Breaking news for Friday, February 3rd. I'm Ben Thomas. Completely an accident. China's latest statement about the balloon flying across the U.S., it says is a weather research ship blown off course. President Biden had wanted to shoot it down, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says
it was the strong recommendation by Secretary Austin, Chairman Milley, the commander of Northern Command, not to take kinetic action because of the risk to safety and security of the people on the ground.
Another Memphis police officer has lost his job in connection with the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols. Norman Hall reports an internal investigation found he violated policies, including on the use of a stun gun.
Preston Hemphill had been suspended as he was investigated. Five Memphis officers have already been fired and charged with second-degree murder. On body camera video from the initial stop, Hemphill is heard saying that he used a stun gun against Nichols and that he hoped other officers would stop Nichols.
The jury in the class action lawsuit against Elon Musk has decided he did not deceive investors with tweets in 2018 that he had the financing to take Tesla private. President Biden says the January jobs report show his economic plan is working.
Not only were 517,000 jobs added last month, President Biden says some 12 million have been created since he took office.
That's the strongest 2 years of job growth in history by a long shot.
And he adds, as jobs continue to go up, inflation is slowly coming down.
Inflation has now fallen for 6 straight months. Gas prices are down more than $1.50 a gallon since their peak. Food inflation is falling as well. And as inflation is coming down, take-home pay for workers is going up.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks closed the day lower, but for the week, the S&P and the NASDAQ saw gains. The Dow was down. And California won't be making school children get the coronavirus vaccine. That's a reversal of Governor Gavin Newsom's 2021 announcement. This is AP News. The eastern U.S. is getting hit with another Arctic blast. Bob Moravec at the National Weather Service says the wind will make it dangerous.
The worst part of this upcoming cold snap is going to be the winds. That's going to produce some pretty low wind chill. Wind chill values on Saturday across the Northeast are going to be anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below zero.
And the Grammy Awards will be presented in Los Angeles Sunday. Margie Zaraletta has a preview.
Beyonce has been nominated 8 times for the Record of the Year Grammy and never won it. Break My Soul is nominated this year. Beyonce leads the Grammy nominations with 9. Performances include tributes to Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, Loretta Lynn, and Takeoff of Migos, and an all-star celebration of 50 years of hip-hop. Singer Kim Petras says she's preparing to be in the moment for her performance.
I really want to remember it for the rest of my life. I don't know if I'll ever be back.
The Grammys will air live on CBS. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.